The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, figures obtained by Irish Country Living show that more than €4 million of taxpayers' money was spent on clearing up rural Ireland in 2025. This is on removing things like fly tipping and people illegal dumping around our hedgerows and our beauty spots throughout the country. And for more on this, I'm joined by John Fleming, Fianna Fáil councillor from Wexford, and Hannah Quinn Mulligan, journalist and farmer. You're both very welcome. I'm going to come to you first, John, but before we get stuck into, I suppose, the disgusting habits that people have of littering our countryside, on the issue of Fianna Fáil, you are a Fianna Fáil councillor. Where do you stand on Micheál Martin's leadership?
Good evening. I think what I suppose, as you saw, you mentioned the three TDs there that sent out Rima Leung, ministers. I think that I agree with the gist of what they say, and I think they were too slow to react in my view. And I think that we are councillors, we say, that are at the coal front here, and we hear it from our neighbours and friends. We get to hear the frustration, and people are at the pin of our collar. So, and the good news is for us is that we're meeting the top table the weekend at the councillors' conference with the top table, so that we'll be putting it straight to how we feel.
And how do you feel, John?
Well, I think that there's an old saying there: fail to prepare, prepare to fail. I think that's what they're doing, and they need to take more action and be ready for situations that are going to develop. You know, and listen to us more so, because we feel a little bit lately that we're not being listened to. And that's a big thing for us, because we are there listening to people every day. I'm a farmer's son. My brothers are farmers all around the countryside here. And we hear it, like, and we feel the pinch. And I think they don't feel it as much as us. They're kind of away in Dublin for the few days, and they did hear that
Fine Gael TDs got more feedback about what was happening during the protest, etc. last week than Fianna Fáil. Do you think Fianna Fáil is quite hierarchical?
I don't think that they're gone beyond that, but I mean, they have to be reminded. I think maybe big things like this didn't happen for a while, and they want to be reminded, you know, to listen to people. That's the big thing. The most frustrating situation for anybody is not to be listened to. You know, that's when someone ignores you, and kind of, when you're not being listened to, you feel a little bit belittled. And I think people felt that. They might have been, but they feel, and it's a bad feeling, and it's building over time.
And John, before we move on to the illegal dumping, Micheál Martin has said that he believes that his position is in no way under any form of threat. Do you agree with him?
I do and I don't. I think that, like, he has to answer as well. No one is foolproof, you know. I think we all have to answer. And if we make a mistake, we have to say we made it, or we're too slow, we have to say we're too slow. That's how you come to solutions. That's how you come with a better result. And as I said, when you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. And I think now on Saturday morning, we'll be given a good, we'll be letting them know how we feel, and we want to be informed about things, and we want to have our say. I think that's coming from the grassroots.
Okay, we will move on to the illegal dumping issue. Your own county of Wexford has spent over €400,000 clearing up after people who have illegally dumped around your towns and countryside. What is going on?
Well, I think it's not just this year. It's over the years this has been happening, and it's really annoying. And some people are making a business out of this thing, collecting rubbish out of other people's houses and dumping them illegally. I'm a rural candidate. I'm a farmer's son. I say my brothers are farmers. I'm on the local road, and there's many black spots around me. And that's why I took it on a few years ago. I just had enough of it. You see, actually, people in areas, they would tie a mini bulk bag to a gatepost and drive off. You would see farmers, a gate being opened, drive up to a field and dropping off furniture. And lately, I had asbestos, a lorry load of asbestos dumped not far from me, like outside of a forestry. I mean, you couldn't believe it till you see it. And the other cases, you'd see animals dumped. I mean, it's scandalous what's going on in that regard.
And John, this is an issue that's happening throughout the country. We've spent €4 million throughout the country. 263 fines and prosecutions is all that has happened. Isn't there an issue of enforcement here, that people are able to go into the countryside down a country lane or whatever and dump away with impunity? And some of these are commercial operations, these ideas of man with van. They'll come and clear your house out cheaper than a skip. But rather than then bringing it to somewhere and paying money themselves to dump it legally, they're actually just throwing it over the side of a hedge.
Over there, of course. Some people have a business that is, you know, really, you know, it's a business. And the big thing of that is that fines are not big enough. 150 euro, what would you get for 150 euro? The cost, imagine two guys on a lorry going out having to clean up that mess, spending half a day. I mean, the cost of it is huge. I mean, the fines are too small, 150 euro. And there's a bad part of that too from the county council, I have to say, and I don't like saying it, but they don't inform us of who paid and who didn't. Like, I take it on the head. I have about 20 fines gone in, I'd say. And I don't know who paid and who did not pay.
Should there be a naming and shaming of people who do this, who I suppose, destroy our countryside?
I'm not sure the legalities of it, but I would love to see it. I mean, naming and shaming have to be a part of it. And also fines have to be increased.
If someone is convicted, they're allowed to be named. So if somebody is convicted or prosecuted for this, they are certainly allowed to be named. But whether or not we have the wherewithal to enforce all of that, I'm unsure.
Yeah, no, I haven't a legal background either. I mean, but fines are too small. 150 euro, fines should be 500 euro, you know, and really. And it should be, like, we should have more. Now, like, data protection is sometimes works against us. We should have more surveillance, like mobile cameras, you know.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I think we could go into the 5,000 euros. You want to have some kind of a deterrent from these fines. Hannah is joining us too. Hannah Quinn Mulligan, journalist and farmer. Hannah, what's your experience? You live in rural Ireland as well. What is your experience of people fly tipping? Do they do this on your land?
Yeah, I mean, every year it's an issue. I don't know if Micheál Martin wants to send down any baby sharks to do some litter picking as a punishment, but we definitely take them on board. It's constant and it's every year and it's been everything. As was mentioned, I think maybe 25 years ago, we had a really horrible situation where a dead calf was dumped into the hedge just from the road. And I guess more recently, we've had everything from like a giant bag of dirty nappies, like full dirty nappies.
That's a health hazard as much as anything else.
I mean, I'm laughing about it, but that's the thing. If you don't laugh about it, you'd cry about it, because like every year there's something, a bag of rags, and like the rags are really serious. I mean, it's all really serious, because if you think of like baby calves in particular, and you're trying to let them out this time of year, you know, they're like any young animal or young human. They want to chew on everything. You know, they want that kind of sensory experience. And if they go chewing rags or chewing rubbish and they swallow anything, they get a twisted gut and have a really horrible death.
I'm sure if they chew dirty nappies, they'd probably get some kind of a gastroenteritis as well.
I don't even want to think about it.
Anna, do you have any idea who's doing this, say, in your locality? Obviously, I don't want you to name and shame anybody on air. But do people know who's up to this?
By and large, just from people. Like, I guess man with the van was mentioned. Like, it's very hard to pinpoint, unless, like, I have known farmers who've taken it upon themselves. Like, if stuff has been dumped on their land, and they'll get a mask and gloves and go through the rubbish and then find a letter or something that was addressed and then take all the rubbish back. But I mean, that's kind of vigilante justice. And really, in a functioning society, I'm not sure
should you have to
society,
exactly yeah, yeah.
But like in a functioning society where we're all paying taxes, I mean, should we really have to do that? Yeah, I mean, and a lot of it, like, we're talking about the costs here, and 400,000 has been mentioned. But I mean, a lot of the work that I've seen done is by volunteers, and that's amazing. You know, people to give up their time and to walk along country roads. But you know, and it's just sad, because like at the minute I'm looking outside in the farm and the swallows are home and it's really beautiful, and like we have a farm shop here as well. Like, we're in a really beautiful area, and people take great pride in it locally.
I fully agree with you. I'm going to bring back in John Fleming, Fianna Fáil councillor and vice chair of the New Ross municipal area. John, you mentioned increasing the fines. You mentioned the potential to name and shame. Is there an appetite among local government to do things like this, to see these fines increased, or would we see pushback if such a thing were to happen?
No, I think among councillors, everybody's kind of fed up of it now, because what benefit is dumping only completely negative? You know, even for tourism, come along and see dumped and see mess on the side of the road, it's a hugely negative thing. I say generally among councillors, we're all frustrated with it, you know. And as that lady said, her name escapes me. I mean, I picked up, we do litter picking all around the area. I picked up nappies, and then you'll come across a bag of animal parts. We came across foals. I don't put that stuff up on Facebook, but we come across dead animals, like, dragged up in the dishes and stuff.
Hannah said that too.
It's sick, like, what you see.
Extraordinary.
And some stuff I wouldn't put on even on Facebook would be so bad and upsetting, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a scandal, really, that has to be dealt with.
No, you're both completely right, and I'm very grateful to both of you for coming on and speaking to us about it. That is John Fleming, Fianna Fáil councillor there from Wexford, and that lady is Hannah Quinn Mulligan, journalist and farmer. Let us know how it is in your area. If you are someone who has fly tipping happening around them, or indeed people just dumping their rubbish rather than paying for their bins. That was another suggestion at one stage, that we would have a register of who has a bin collection on their books for their house. And if they don't, well, then what are they doing with the rubbish? But let us know what you think about this. It is a scourge, isn't it? It's a scourge, not just on rural Ireland. You see it on the streets of Dublin, two people dumping their rubbish. But let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
Yeah, I think the fines could be as high as you like here if you're not catching them.
Yeah.
No point
I do
having
think
any
that,
fine.
150 though is nothing, especially if you are a commercial operation, if you are man with van type. And by the way, if your business is called man with van, we're not we're not targeting you individually, but those ideas that people will come and be a bit cheaper than a skip, they'll clear your rubbish and they'll bring it to a legal dumping situation.
Mm.
Doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't always get there.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.